Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text for today will be taken from our gospel reading in Matthew chapter 5. There is a Peanuts cartoon that shows Peppermint Patty talking with Charlie Brown. It's just the first day of school, and already Peppermint Patty has been down to the principal's office. "It's all your fault, Chuck," she says. Charlie Brown looks dumbfounded. His fault? How could it possibly be his fault? What did he have to do with this? "You're my friend, aren't you, Chuck?" He said, "You should have been a better influence on me." That pretty much sums up our text for today. Our text is all about influence, being a positive influence. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." Salt and light, then, are the two metaphors that Jesus uses to help us understand what it means to be this positive influence of God in the world in which we live. And I know you know a lot about this already. This is not a new passage to you. You've thought about it before. But let's just review a few things as we start off today. Both of these things, salt and light, are essentials to us in life. Without light, you can't live. Right? The warmth that comes with it, that warms our world, the way that the plants use the sunlight in order to create that oxygen that we need, you know, we can't live without light. And it's the same with salt. You know, what percentage of our body is salt? We need that as part of the chemical makeup of our body in order to live and to exist. In addition to that, there's practical reasons for salt and light as well. You know, which of us has not experienced a dark room that we're not familiar with? And how in the world do you get around in a place like that without hurting yourself? We understand the value of light and just being in certain places where you don't feel safe because it's dark. In addition, salt. Salt is very practical as well. Again, which of us has not had one of those conversations where you said, "What do you think? Does it need a little bit more salt?" And you grab for the shaker and you put a little bit more in order to enhance that flavor. And years ago, how essential was salt for the preservation of food in order to keep it for a period of time that your family would be able to have that food? Salt and light are essentials to us in life. And in talking about the influence that we're supposed to have on the world and being like salt and light, no one has done it like Jesus, right? Jesus said himself, "I am the light of the world." And especially in this season of Epiphany, we're thinking a lot about that because Epiphany is all about the light that brings. You know, that's what we sang about in the opening hymn for today and in our hymn of the day. It's all about light and the light of God. That's what Epiphany is about, the coming of God to us for revelation, the bringing of light. 2 weeks ago, we read in our Old Testament reading, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And then Matthew made sure that we understood that Jesus coming and beginning his preaching, his teaching, and his healing ministry was the fulfillment of that passage from Isaiah. You know, that he is indeed the one who comes bringing light to us. Jesus is the light of the world, just as in the beginning, God spoke into the darkness, and bam, there was light. So too, when Jesus comes incarnate into this world, and he speaks, he brings the light of God and God's salvation to us. And Jesus is like salt in this world as well. That his word, as he comes to bring his word, it flavors our lives with this goodness of God. It preserves. So Jesus comes and he brings salvation, but not only that, but also his preservation of goodness into this world and the flavor of the goodness and graciousness of God. And now Jesus says, "You are are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. That's quite a step up, isn't it? Not just Jesus, but we too. And notice that it says you are. Not you can be, you should be, you must be. No, but you are. You see, this is a part of your nature now. It's not something that you need to do in order to become this. God has made you this already. You see, and that's what Jesus is teaching us, that when you are my disciples, this is what you are. Because as you receive me in faith, I become a part of your life. I live within you. You have this new nature of me within you. And because I am salt and light, so too, you now are salt and light in this world. And so you influence the world. That's part of what you do. It's your purpose in life, or at least part of your purpose in life. So when you step into a room, you bring the light of God with you. Yes. That's how influential you are. Because Christ is in you. Where you go, he goes. And you bring the light of the world into people's lives. And when you enter and engage in a conversation with others, you are salting that with Christ and his word. Preservation and the good flavoring. You see, this is the way that you influence the world that is around you. And oh, how our world needs this light and this salt. You know that we live in a world of creeping darkness and decay. I don't mean to disparage this world. There are so many wonderful good things about it. And God created it to be a good place for us. And yet at the same time, you know the struggles. It seems like darkness is constantly seeking to creep its way in to everything that we do. And we begin to taste here and there that rancid decay that comes in this world because of sin and evil. And so, yes, we see it, we taste it in every war that there is around the world, in every shooting that we experience, in every drug overdose that happens, in every riot that occurs, in every crime that is committed. We experience the darkness. And we taste the rancidness in our political wars that we fight, in the cultural struggles that we engage. Even in your workplace, you experience it with the bitterness and the backstabbing that you may experience there. It finds its way into our families as well, and the squabbles that we have there with one another. And yes, into each of us individually with the temptations with which we struggle day by day. Our world needs light. It needs the salt of God. The solution, you're part of it. Yes, it is Jesus. It always starts there. So God sent his Son incarnate into this world in order to bring salvation to us. And he, like none other, as we said before, is salt and light in this world. He brings us his salvation. He brings us that preservation of God, because without it, this world would be a totally dark place. And it would be decayed beyond recognition. But Jesus Christ has come into this world as our salvation, as our preservation, and as our flavoring. But God also says that you are part of the solution as well. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And it's because of what God has done in us through Jesus Christ that we can be that. And so we ask ourselves today, how are we doing with that? Have we let our light shine? Or has it been hidden under the bushel? Have we salted the earth? Have we been shaken out of the salt shaker and put into this world? And those words of Jesus are rather sobering. If salt has lost its saltiness, what good is it anymore? And you just throw it on the ground and you trample on it. And I know that those of you who are chemists in this congregation will once again remind me about the very nature of salt, that you can't undo it because it's an element. It's just what it is, right? But maybe that's the point. Salt has to be salt. Disciples must be disciples. Same with light. Light that does not shine is not light. Same idea. And so, you see, what Jesus is just asking us is saying, just to be who you are. You don't have to create yourself to be something different. Just be who you are. Because in Christ, you are salt and you are light. That's who you are as a disciple. And so let your light shine. Let yourself be the preservative and the flavoring of this world. Because that is who you are. And there's many arenas in which you can do this. You know, tens, hundreds. It doesn't depend upon your occupation. It doesn't depend on the place where you live. You know, so there's nothing that we can say, well, you know, I kind of missed my calling, but if I had done this, like maybe I should have, then I could have been. So, no. That's not where we go with this, because it doesn't depend upon those things. It's just who you are, where you are. And so you can do it in any occupation, whatever your occupation. It can be done in any place. It can be done in no matter what your family is like, large or small. That's the beautiful thing about it, to just be who God has made us to be that salt and the light. And what a privilege that is for us to be a part of Jesus' team, to be a part of that solution of God in this world, to bring light and salt into it. In Jesus' name, amen.